For NATO members, new and old, one of the gravest concerns is terrorism. Last month's bombing of four trains in Madrid had effects across Europe. Commentator Fawaz Jerjes says recent bombings in the Mideast and Europe offer clues about the status of al-Qaeda.
The recent rail bombings in Spain appear to be the work of al-Qaeda affiliates. Clearly, the hardened militants wanted to punish the Spanish government for its support for the U.S.-led war in Iraq. But the attack in Spain, as well as earlier attacks in Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Morocco, must be seen in broader terms. They indicate a dramatic shift in al-Qaeda's tactics. Al-Qaeda and its regional affiliates are now attacking pro-U.S. Muslim and European soft targets because they are unable to strike inside the United States. In his most recent audio tape, Osama bin Laden promised suicide attacks against nations that helped the American occupation of Iraq, including European and Muslim countries. But it's becoming clear that much of the terrorist activity this past year has been regionally motivated. It has been organized with less command and control from the network's senior leadership. This is due to the gradual erosion of al-Qaeda's ability to launch spectacular operations inside the United States. Since the September 11 attacks, nearly 60% of al-Qaeda's leaders have been killed or captured. Its financial infrastructure is being steadily dismantled all over the world. Bin Laden himself appears to be out of communication with his foot soldiers. Regional al-Qaeda affiliates are taking matters into their own hands with little centralized planning. The bombing in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, targeted a compound inhabited mostly by Arab and Muslim expatriates, not exactly an infidel target. Most of the casualties in the bombing in Turkey were Muslims, not Christians or Jews. These brutal acts, as well as the Madrid bombing, were universally denounced by Arab and Muslim clerics and civil society at large. Arabs and Muslims are becoming fully aware that terrorism represents a threat not only to Americans and Europeans, but also to Muslims. The fight against terrorism cannot be won on the battlefield. Societies, not just governments, must take the lead in discrediting and undermining the ideologies that fuel this fire. Both Muslims and Westerners have been victims. We all have a vested interest in cooperating and developing social mechanisms to stop the cycle of violence. In the end, more inclusive, interfaith, and intercultural efforts will be the most effective means to mobilize Arab and Muslim public opinion against false prophets like bin Laden.
The comments of Fawaz Jerjes, professor of Middle Eastern and International Affairs at Sarah Lawrence College, and author of the upcoming book, The Islamists and the West.